From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States on Monday ordered 60 Russian diplomats it accuses of being spies to leave the country within a week. The order is a response to an attack on a former Russian spy in Britain. The attackers used a nerve agent on the man and his daughter. Deputy White House Press Secretary Raj Shah.
We want to work with Russia, but this type of an action cannot be tolerated. The United States is responding to Russia's action, as I called it, brazen and reckless. So this is a U.S. response. We want to work with Russia. The ball's in their court is with respect to how they want to respond.
President Trump did not call Russian President Vladimir Putin to inform him of the action, but rather Russian Ambassador Anatoly Antonov was told of it Monday morning by the State Department. The European Union also took action against Russia on Monday. Donald Tusk is the president of the European Council.
As a direct follow-up to last week's European Council decision to react to Russia within a common framework, already today 14 member states have decided to expel Russian diplomats.
The EU has already recalled its ambassador to Russia, and Russia's RIA news agency said Russia will respond to the expulsion of the Russian diplomats from European Union countries in kind in the coming days. The ousted Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont appeared in a German court Monday after he was arrested in compliance with an international arrest warrant issued by Spain over his region's campaign for independence. German lawyers said that the court's decision on whether to extradite Puigdemont to Spain could take days. This is VOA News. The Saudi-led coalition fighting Yemen's Houthi movement said Monday that Sunday's ballistic missile attacks on Saudi Arabia are a serious escalation and a threat to regional and international security. The coalition spokesman told reporters in Riyadh that the attacks on the Saudi capital were a clear violation of international law. He accused the Houthis of smuggling weapons from Saudi Arabia's arch-rival, Iran. National elections are underway in Europe, Egypt, that is, correspondent Edward Uranian reports.
Egyptians cast their ballots Monday on the first of 3 days of voting in what appears to be a certain victory for incumbent President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Supporters of the president applauded while some opponents cried foul, and still others appeared to be disinterested in the outcome one way or the other. Security was tight as police and military forces stood guard at key government buildings and installations. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The European Union's law enforcement agency says police in Spain have captured the alleged mastermind of a cybercrime gang that stole more than $1.25 billion from financial institutions in a 5-year period. Europol says the alleged gang leader was arrested in the coastal city of Alicante, but did not give the person's name or nationality. In the statement Monday, Europol said the gang used malware to target more than 100 financial institutions worldwide, sending bank workers phishing emails with a malicious attachment. Sometimes the criminals stole up to $1.2 million in each attack. Former South African President Jacob Zuma has been summoned to appear in court on April 6th to face corruption charges. The son of Angola's former president was charged Sunday with fraud related to a $500 million transfer from the country's central bank to Britain. And the U.S. Federal Trade Commission said Monday it's investigating the privacy controls of social media giant Facebook, following reports that the personal data of tens of millions of Facebook users was compromised by the British voter profiling firm Cambridge Analytica. The consumer agency's announcement sent Facebook's stock price down another 2% after a 14% plunge last week cut the company's market value by $90 billion. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.